Chapter 1. A Good Thing. It looked like a good thing, but wait until I tell you. We were down south, in Alabama, Bill Driscoll and myself, when this kidnapping idea struck us. It was, as Bill later put it, during a moment of not thinking straight. But we didn't find that out until later. There was a town down there, as flat as a pancake and called Summit, of course. The people that lived there were as harmless and self-satisfied as could be. Bill and I had about $600 between us. We needed just $2,000 more to pull off a fraudulent scheme in western Illinois. We talked it over on the front steps of the hotel. People in semi-rural communities sure do love their children. Therefore, and for other reasons, a kidnapping scheme ought to do better there than in places with newspapers that send reporters out in plain clothes to check into such things. We knew that the town didn't have anything more than a few constables and, maybe, one or two old police dogs, so it looked good. The victim we selected was the only child of a well-known citizen named Ebenezer Dorset. The father was a stingy, stern, respectable man. He was the kind of man who lent people money and then took their property if they couldn't pay the money back. The kid was a boy of 10, with freckles and bright red hair. Bill and I thought that Ebenezer would pay a ransom of $2,000 for sure. There was a little mountain covered with trees about 2 miles from Summit. At the back of the mountain, at its highest point, we found a cave. There we stored our provisions. One evening, after the sun went down, we drove in a buggy past old Dorset's house. The kid was in the street. He was throwing rocks at a kitten on the opposite fence.
"Hey, little boy," said Bill. "Would you like to have some chocolate and a nice ride?"
The boy threw a piece of brick at Bill and caught him right in the eye.
"That will cost the old man an extra $500,
said Bill, climbing over the wheel to get out of the buggy. That boy sure did put up a fight, but at last we got him into the buggy and drove away. We took him up to the cave, and I tied the horse to one of the trees nearby. After dark, I drove the buggy to Poplar Cove, the little village that was 3 miles away, where we had hired it. Then I walked back to the cave.